Hi, Kathy.
Michelle, how are you?
I'm good. Like I always say, it's so good to see your face. I love that we get to work with each other on projects and things like that. It is kind of funny though, because I know one section of your house. I know what's in the frame, and that's it. And I've had to, you would be surprised at what the rest of your house looks like in my head. That's all I'm gonna say.
Oh.
I have a whole hacienda layout from where you are, like in my
Oh,
head,
really?
like what I imagine the rest of Kathy's house must look like based on that one corner.
This is the best corner.
It's
I'm in
beautiful.
the
I
best
love
corner.
it. I love
It's
it.
so nice. I've got like a couple of little built-in bookcases and a fireplace, and then, the husband is right on the other side of this wall. So, it's kind of like a nice place to set up for an office because I'm close by. I can see him even though I've got like the little baby video monitor so I can watch him and
But you
listen
also got
to him.
plants. I assume they're real plants, that they are
Yes.
alive. And you've got your salt
Yes.
lamp and all of that other good stuff.
Yes. All my
I think I see
stuff, my
some
candles.
nail polish remover in the
There is probably a nail polish remover in the corner because
corner.
sometimes when I'm on a long call, I'll just like take
And you're
care of some
human.
things.
And you're human. Like
I am
I have
human.
nail files and everything else on my desk as well. You just don't see it because right now I've got candy corn behind me. Oh, look at that. My hands
You
disappeared.
do.
Oh, wait.
How fun that is. Yes, you are in
Oh,
Candyland this week, all ready for Halloween, huh?
I am. I even got, wait, here it is. I even got, wait, I guess put it in front of my face. what do you call it? McDonald's pumpkin bucket
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've
for my
seen
Happy
people
Meal
been
today.
like, it's a Happy Meal you get with that. Like, you have to just
Yeah.
get a Happy Meal and you get your.
That's the toy that comes with the Happy Meal. So I tweeted about it. I said childhood called. I answered with that picture. And I sent the tweet to my mom just thinking she'd think it was funny. No, what does my mother do? She makes a Twitter account just so she could follow me and reply to that one tweet with a gift that she found. Only she wasn't sure if she did it right. So she replied twice in 5 minutes.
That's the best.
God bless her. God
That
bless
is
mom.
the best. Yeah.
Completely
Oh my
hysterical.
gosh, that's so funny. Well, she probably remembers your childhood fondly and all of the trick-or-treating that you did.
Probably. We
Yeah.
had this one. We lived in St. Louis at the time, and my mom, I wanted me to be an angel, so I had this little white dress. I don't remember. It might have been my first communion dress or something at that time. I had this little white dress for an angel. Little halo over my head, and she cut these wings out of cardboard. But in order to get a box big enough, she went down and got like a refrigerator box, like the old boxes refrigerators came in, and cut these the must have been like an inch thick corrugated cardboard. She strapped me to him, and I fell backwards because I was a small little 5-year-old.
Oh
And then
my gosh.
I figured out how to get my balance and walk. And then she goes to put us in the car to take us to a friend's house to trick or treat. Only they were longer than my butt was. So I was like angled back against the back seat, just like laying crosswise. And
Oh my
I was only 5,
gosh.
but I remember it like it was yesterday.
That is the
Mom,
best. Oh my
you have to
gosh.
get me out too because I can't walk this way. Anyway.
Oh my gosh, I'm having like visions of a Christmas story where the little kid's like so wrapped up and he's like this and falls into this. Ralphie, was it? No, it wasn't Ralphie, it was the other
I
kid,
think,
but
oh right, I don't remember the other kid's name, but you're right, it was the brother, the little brother. Oh
yeah.
my gosh.
Oh
And I
my
live in
gosh.
the north, of course, so it's freezing by the time Halloween hits. So we'd make costumes, we'd buy costumes, then we'd have to wear a winter coat over the top and be like, but mom, you can't see my whatever costume. It's
Exactly.
better.
And those plastic, remember those plastic Macs? You couldn't even breathe through them. And it was just like so horrifying. You just like all of this like humidity and you're wrapped up in a coat. And yeah, I don't know.
Condensation that built up and dripped on your lip because your nose breathing against the plastic.
Exactly. I think that's why I trick-or-treated until I was a senior in high school. And then I didn't go like through neighborhoods, but I'd drive to my friends' houses that I knew were like handing out candy. So I drove all over town. The last costume that I had, I was a bag of leaves. So I just like took a bag of leaves, put leg holes in it, and wrote Glad across the front. And then we just like drove around. It was like a few of us. We just drove to people's houses and then we'd hang out with them. And then some of them would jump in with us and we'd go to somebody else's house. I don't know. I think that you can celebrate Halloween no matter what age you are.
You know, I don't care if you're 18 years old. You come up to my door, I'm giving you candy, you know?
Sounds good.
They could be out. I mean, those teenagers could be out vandalizing or anything else. They're just wanting to extend their youth a little bit. So why not? Here's a Snickers bar, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We live in a neighborhood now where the houses are pretty far apart from each other. And so everybody like drives through. And so there's like a van will show up and the door boom, flies open and like 10 kids come out. And I'm like, how do you get in there? But they're small, I guess. And but yeah, we get a ton of kids. And then a bunch of people will like, lots of golf carts will come by. And then some people will just like hook up a trailer and it's like full of kids and they'll put like speakers and music. And so our neighborhood is like so much fun for Halloween. So I'm looking forward to it.
Do you dress up to give the candy out?
I didn't last year. But this year, I think I will. I think I should. Yeah. Last year, my husband was sick. Like he had I didn't know it was his first stroke, but he was sick. And so I was like half dealing with that. And I was just like, all right, take your candy. And so, so I was kind of like, I don't know. This year I'm reclaiming the happy because that's what I'm here for. I'm here to have fun. That's my why.
Yeah. I like it. Reclaiming the fun. I think that should be like everybody's mantra, right? So the last 3 years, and we talk about the pandemic a lot, it's not over, of course. It's my daughter is just getting over COVID, you know. On Monday she's like, I had a cold. She had a cold all weekend. She was testing, it was negative. She went to work on Monday wearing a mask because she didn't want to get anybody else to catch her cold, and suddenly realized that she couldn't taste or smell her coffee. So she had a vial of peppermint oil on her desk. And so she whipped that thing over. She like practically stuffed it up her nose. And she's like, I can feel my nose hairs burning, but I can't smell the peppermint.
Oh, no. That's COVID, no fun.
No, she's feeling better, of course, now. But yeah, we're not done with the pandemic. However, the last 3 years, I think we've all been through so much. Some of us more than others. We've talked about that before. Your last year, my last year have not been great. Reclaiming the fun sounds like a good mantra going forward.
Yeah, totally. I mean, this might sound horrible, but my husband, you know, we just got this motorized wheelchair, you know, it's like the real deal. It goes up, it goes back. Like he can spend the whole day in it. Not that he wants to, but when he's in it and he can drive himself around pretty well, actually. And I'll put on low rider. Because it makes me laugh.
And is that the one that's like, gets like, they see like
what are you doing?
They hate.
Yeah, well, should do that one too. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I'm just going to create an entire Spotify playlist of things that when he's like tooling around the house. And sometimes it's like, where are you going? he's just changes like moving around. Change of scenery. That's about it. Yep. Yeah. So that's you got, so but funny. That's the thing is like, you can either focus on it and say, okay, he's in a wheelchair and he's probably gonna be in a wheelchair for the rest of his life. Or we can have some fun with it.
Yep.
So yeah.
There's a woman on TikTok that I follow. I think it was 2020, might've been 2019. I don't remember for sure. She was in a horrific car accident. She's a young woman. She was studying to be a nurse, or she had just graduated, was a nurse, engaged or had a long-term boyfriend. I can't remember exactly. Anyway, she, as a result of her accident, she was like, she was just driving along and another car just came out of the blue and hit her really hard. She's in a wheelchair now. And she got engaged since then. Like life is good. She has her struggles, but life is good. And she had a TikTok yesterday and where she showed her last two Halloween costumes plus what she has for this year. And I wish I could remember all of them, but basically they had to do with like putting things on a wheelchair and being like, she was a crash cart. That was one of them. Cause she's a nurse. She was the crash cart. She had the paddles and everything, you know? And this year, instead of making something because she's busy with wedding planning, she ordered a Cinderella, you know, the thing you ride in. I can't think of the word. the
like chariot thing, or
like the thing the horse is called, the carriage.
Yeah.
Cinderella's carriage, and it's basically made for wheelchairs. So like it fits down, like the wheels go like have a thing that goes over your wheels, and then it's like around it, so you sit in there looking like the princess as you roll around in your wheelchair. And I was like, oh, I love the inclusivity of some of the, what people are building as far as making sure that kids and even adults have a lot of fun with being able to dress up and participate, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's I think it's the best. It's fun because a lot of, you know, that's the other thing is like sometimes really negative things happen. And yeah, it's a hard adjustment to it. But then there's a, like things that happen because of that, that would have never happened otherwise. You know, there's been a lot of stuff with my husband that like his life, I hate to say it because maybe it sounds weird, but maybe his life is a little bit better because of the stroke. You know, like he used to get really like that the pandemic was really hard on him. It's been hard on a lot of people, but a lot of worries, a lot of stresses and things that, you know, I'd be like, it's going to be fine, honey. And he would just like, yeah, no, it's not. And like, he was like really getting down on it. And then like last night, I'm like talking to him and he completely forgot that COVID even existed.
Oh yeah.
Like, and he's had it, but it's like, he doesn't have to engage with like, you know, the new variants that are, or that it's circulating again or whatever. And I just have to stay healthy and not bring it home so he doesn't go to the hospital again or anything, but he doesn't have to worry about any of it. I can, you know, he doesn't want to watch the news anymore. He doesn't want to like, he doesn't want to be upset by it. He's not really clued into the fact that that's happening. And that's been a blessing because I'm pretty good at like getting myself into a space where I'm not too worried about it, but he was not able to do that. And so I think in a lot of ways, it's been a blessing that he's not like from a spiritual, more like emotional perspective,
he's not focused
better
on that.
For him.
Yeah, for sure. Well, you and I both use, and I can't remember if we talked about this last week or not, so forgive me if I say something again, but I know that you and I both use humor to deal with the dark stuff sometimes. And I don't remember if I've told you some of my dark jokes about my dad's death. If I haven't, anybody that's listening right now, you'll have to forgive me if you find these incredibly offensive. It's my father, my joke, and I get to laugh at it. But after my dad died, I called my sister up and I said, knock, knock. She said, who's there? I said, not dad. It's okay to have a little bit of humor about those things. So
yeah.
There have been years, including last year, when my father forgot about my birthday. I'm the oldest. You'd think he'd remember.
Yeah.
So, I was talking to my brother Monday. I go, well, Dad didn't forget to call me this year.
Oh, my gosh.
I go, he didn't call, but he didn't forget either. So
Yeah.
It's just the little things.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it takes the edge off of it because now you can laugh, right?
But, exactly. Yeah. So I was most people know I'm a liberal. I'm very, very left wing. And, you know, just within days of him dying, I was like, well, now he knows COVID's real. It wasn't a pandemic. Global warming's a real thing. And women belong in the ministry, damn it. So there you go.
Well, if he did go to heaven and meet God, I hope she was happy to see him.
Somebody sent me a TikTok where a guy said something like, you know, well, I hope my parent, you know, his parents were dead, I hope my parents are looking up at me and satisfied. They go, looking up, they go, oh yeah, they treated me like shit while they were alive, there's no way they're looking down on me.
Oh my gosh.
So yes, dark humor definitely is a coping mechanism. And if y'all tell me I need therapy, you're probably right.
Hey, my therapy starts in 20 minutes, like actual therapy. So I'm ready for it.
Yeah. You can say, see, I know that I'm not the only one. You should hear the things my friend Michelle says.
Exactly. Oh, too funny. Too funny. But yeah, I mean, humor is, you know, so people have said, I don't know if I said this to somebody recently, maybe I said it last week, I don't know, but Robin Williams, you know, he committed suicide and had a lot of darkness that he didn't share with the world. But I think the fact that he had that And the fact that he wanted other people not to was so commendable. But I think there's a lot. I have friends who are comedians, and they've gone through some tough times in their lives. Like, I think that whole idea of like sharing that happy face to the world and making sure other people don't feel the sadness that they know exists.
Yeah.
I think the best comedians are the ones that feel that deeply.
Yeah. But the most well-balanced people are the ones that are able to share both the happy and the sad, right?
Yeah,
so it's okay definitely. That you and I talk about the things that are affecting us. I can laugh about the funny things around my dad's death and still acknowledge that it was a hard time to go through and that I miss him.
Yeah.
So anyway, so we're motivational out here. Happy tears, folks. These are happy tears. No. But seriously, I'm going to leave you with a little note. You asked me before we even got on, why do I have candy corn in my background? So I do social media for other people as well as myself. And I came up with ideas. And there was a great candy corn debate the other day on Post Status Slack. Do you like it? Don't you like it? Whether you're in the United States or not in the United States, if you even had it before. And so I posted that on Nev Harris's Twitter account. Like, do you like candy corn? Love it. I could take it or leave it, hate it, never had it. And I'm like, I don't know if you saw this, but I'm really going somewhere with this. And so that candy corn is a lot like your business, because you have a product and you have a service and people love it, they hate it, or they're indifferent to it. And you need to market to the people who love it and not try to convince the people who hate it. And not even like, maybe you were to persuade a little bit of the people who could take it or leave it, right? Because if they could take it, there might be swayed over there. But the same thing is true with just us in life, right? Not everybody's going to like me. Some people could take or leave me. Some people probably just think I'm an idiot and don't want to be anywhere near me. And that's okay. And I have people.
And some people love you.
Exactly. Right. And that's true of all of us. Right. So,
yes.
So don't worry about the people who don't like you. Don't worry about the people who, you know, abhor you. I hate the word hate, but you know, and the people who could take or leave you, whatever, they can take some of the good from who you are too, but focus on the people who build you up. Focus on the people who feed your soul, and the people whose company you enjoy and who you want to spend time with. So, and I'm grateful for you because you are one of those people for me. So thank you.
Thank you. And vice versa, for sure. Even though I don't like candy corn, I love you enough to give you all of mine that I get when I go out for trick-or-treating. See?
I'm good for like a handful a year. And after that handful, I'm like, this tastes like, I don't know, but I don't want any more. You can just taste the ingredients and not the overall sweetness after about a handful. But anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
And on that note, folks, we are going to leave you for another week. Hopefully you found some good in our compost of this week. I'm just going to talk about the compost all the time now. I actually have an image that I'm going to use for this. I have a three-part image that I took of a dog several years ago. And I was taking a picture of a sunset at a friend's house. They live right on the lake, Lake Ontario. It was the most gorgeous oranges and reds sunset. And their dog started walking right in where I was trying to take this picture in front of the sunset. And one picture is the dog walking. Another picture is the dog just admiring the sunset, or at least that's what it looks like. And the third picture is the dog taking a shit. We were downwind of that dog and it was not pleasant.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny.
But you never know. So I always tell people, do you like picture number one or do you like number two? I think I'll use that picture for this week's episode, because there's beauty all around us, even when the dog's taking a shit. So there you go.
There you go. That says it all.
For sure. All right. We'll see y'all next week. And in the meantime, be motivated and have a great week. Mm-hmm.